好，弟兄姊妹，我们把圣经翻到马太福音。
Brothers and sisters, let's open our Bible to the Gospel according to Matthew, the Book of Matthew.
马太福音二十四章。
The Book of Matthew, chapter 24.
今天我们念的经文是二十四章三节到十四节。
And we'll read from verse 3 to verse 14.
我们先拿中文念，然后由司伯长老拿英文和念。
We're reading Chinese first, then in English.
马太福音二十四章第三节，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事与降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来，说我是基督，或并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶，那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。却有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不发的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 3 to verse 14. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples come to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered them, See that no one need you ask you.For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes.In various places. All these are but the beginning of the first things. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another.And many false prophets will rise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come.
好，我们今天所读的经文是耶稣基督对末世的预言。
And this scripture is Jesus telling us about the end of the ages.
我们首先要知道这个预言是对哪一个时间段说的。
First, we need to understand what time period Jesus is saying.
就像我们上次讲到讲马太福音二十四章第二节，主耶稣也说了个预言。
In the last sermon, in chapter 23, Jesus also had a prophecy.
第二节，主耶稣预言说：“我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁的。
”And in the verse 2, Jesus had a prophecy said, "In the future,
very, very true. But truth, in the future, there will be no stones upon stones here.
我在上次讲到是告诉大家，这个预言在主后七十年完全在罗马在圣殿应验了这件事。
And I will tell you that prophecy was already fulfilled AD after Jesus AD when that in the age of Romans is already fulfilled.
但是今天的经文是主耶稣是对哪一段时间的预言呢？
But today's prophecy, which time period Jesus is pointing to?
如果我们知道是对哪一段时间的预言，对我们理解这段经文是很有利的。
If we know which time period, then it will help us to understand this prophecy and this scripture.
这个预言对我们来说才有真正的意义。
And then this prophecy has a true meaning to us.
因为当我们知道这个预言在什么时候会发生的时候，我就能够知道我们现在的生活，我们现在就应该怎么活。
If we know when this prophecy will be fulfilled, then I understand how to live today.
如果我们只是说这是预言，说过去了，就根本不去思想，这个预言对我们又有什么样的意义呢？
If we understand how this is prophecy, but we never consider about it, we never think about it, then what this prophecy has any meaning to us?
如果这个预言既不能提醒我们更加警醒的生活，也不能够让我们能够敬虔度日，你说这个预言对我们有什么意义？
If this prophecy cannot remind us to be watchful and to live a godly life, then what's the meaning of this prophecy?
所以说我们要至少要知道这个预言大概发生在什么时间会发生。
We have to at least understand, you know, about what time this prophecy will be happen or will be fulfilled.
我们就能够为这样的时间将要来到而警醒。
And we'll be watchful for this time.
我们首先来看在今天的经文中，主耶稣两次提到末期这个词。
And in today, the scripture, Jesus actually mentioned twice the end, this word.
或许是我过去看圣经，说老实话，有的时候你不讲道，你不是一个字一个字去看，就不太在意，根本没有在我脑子里没有末期这个概念。
And in my past scripture reading, and maybe I look too prayerful, not so careful, and I never understand that there is such thing called the end of age.
我们过去有的一个概念，很强的概念，就是末世。
And we always have that concept, the end of the ages.
我们经常会说末世，末世要到了。
And we always say, the end of the ages will come. The end of ages will come.
但是末世和末期这两个概念到底有什么区别？
But what is the difference between the end of the ages and the concept of the end of age?
我们首先要把它捋清楚了。
Now we first get clear on this.
这样我们对今天的经文才能够更清楚地理解。
And then you can understand better today's words.
在哥林多前书第十章一开始。
In the beginning of chapter 10, in the first Galatians, not Galatians, the Corinthians.
保罗举了许多例子，举了许多以色列人从埃及出来以后，在旷野上所犯罪的各种例子。
And Paul lists a lot of examples, the example of sin the Israelites committed after they come out of Egypt.
当然也在这一部分里也讲到上帝对他们的看顾以及上帝对他们的刑罚。
Also talk about the providence of God towards them and the punishment of God to them.
到了第十一节的时候，保罗其实有对这个十章的一到十节有个总结。
But in verse 11 is a summary made by Paul on the first ten verses.
也就是说，为什么圣经要记载着以色列出埃及这些事情
？And telling us why the Bible it will list all these examples, what God did to Israel.
在第十一节，保罗说，他们遭遇这些事都要作为警戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And so in verse 11, now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come.
保罗在这里说，记载这些事是为了警戒我们这末世的人。
And Paul said here, these are the instructions for us.In the end of the ages.
所以在这里就清楚地告诉我们，保罗时期已经是末世了。
So, it clearly tells us, even in Paul's time, it's already the end of the ages.
所以我们说末世，至少说保罗说这句话的时候，末世已经开始了，直到今天还没有结束。
So we can say the end of the ages already started in the time of Paul.And it hasn't ended yet, now.
因此我们要说末世是一个相当长的时间概念。
So we can say the end of ages is a long time. It's a concept of a long time.
不只是保罗告诉了我们他那时候已经是末世了。
Not just Paul telling us in his time it's the end of the ages.
希伯来书的作者同样启示了末世的观念。
The author of the Hebrews also revealed us the end of ages this concept.
希伯来书九章开始就讲述了有关先知的事情。
In chapter 9, the Hebrews telling about sacrifices.
到了第二十六节说。
And at verse 26, it said.
如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献上为祭，好除掉罪。
For then he would have suffered repeatedly since the foundation of the world, but as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
经文在这里说。末世显现一次。
The scripture said, appeared once for all at the end of the ages.
因此我们就知道，当主耶稣降生的日子就是末世的开始。
So we know, on the day when Jesus was born, that's the beginning of the end of the ages.
宗教改革以后，这叫改教家。根据圣经的启示，将末世的时间就定义在耶稣第一次降生到耶稣第二次降生降临这段时间称为末世。
So the Reformed theologians usually define, according to the revelation of the Scripture, so they define the end of the ages beginning with Jesus the first coming and end.At Jesus' second coming.
而末期这个概念应该是指某一段时间的最后时间。
Now, let's talk about the end of age. This should be a concept, like the end of some time period.
在今天的经文中，耶稣两次提到末期。
Today's scripture, Jesus mentioned the end of age twice.
第一是在第六节说只是末期还没有到。
First in the verse 6, Jesus said, but the end is not yet.
第二次在第十四节耶稣说然后末期才来到。
And second time in verse 14, and it said, then the end will come.
我们就知道耶稣这里所说的末期是针对一个时间段说的。
So we know the end of age is pointing to one time.
这个时间段在更大的时间里面，这个时间段应该在哪里？
But not as one time in the whole time period.
经文在第三、第四节告诉我们。
Now in the verse 3 and verse 4 of today's scripture.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐下，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
And in verse 3, when Jesus come to Mount Olives and he sat down, the disciples come to him privately and say, tell us, when will this thing be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of age?
经文记载，门徒说，请告诉我，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆？我们知道门徒问主耶稣，你降临有什么预兆，必然是指主耶稣第二次降临。
And the scripture is saying the disciples asking Jesus, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of age? The sign of coming must point to Jesus' second coming.
我说是第二次降临，因为第一次主耶稣已经在了，他们问的就是主耶稣已经在的时候问，所以说这个降临一定不是第一次降临。
That's why I said, you know, this has to be the second, because Jesus is already there. His first coming is already done. So this question has to point to his second coming.
并且在这里也告诉我们，耶稣的再来是与世界的末了是相关联的。
And also here telling us that Jesus coming is related to the end of the world.
主耶稣在二十四章第四节开始到二十四章的四十四节回答了门徒的这个问题。
And Jesus actually answered this question from verse 4 to verse 44 of chapter 24.
所以这段经文是主耶稣对他再来和世界末了的预言。
So this is the prophecy Jesus made about his second coming and the end of the world.
用我们前面所说的末世这个观念来看，
If we are using the end of the ages this concept,
那么是主耶稣这个预言是对末世进到末期进到最后时间的事情的预言。
And this is the prophecy of Jesus made about the end of the age in the end of ages.
所以说这比较绕口啊，末世从主耶稣第一次来就开始了，现在进入到末世的末期，主耶稣现在二十四章四节到四十四节是讲末世的末期，也就是 到世界即将结束的事情。
And this is a little bit of confusion, but let's put it that way.Jesus is the first coming in the beginning of the end of the ages. Jesus' second coming years would be the end of age. So Jesus is prophesying about his second coming, the end of the age, that specific time period in this whole the end of the ages.
我上次讲到说过，马太福音二十四章、二十五章都是有关预言、有关讲未来事情事。
And I already mentioned in my last sermon, chapter 24, chapter 25 of Matthew is prophecies, and Jesus is making prophecies.
那么我们来看二十四章第四十五节开始到二十五章的三十节，主耶稣讲了三个比喻。
But in verse 45 to chapter 25, verse 30, Jesus used the three parables.
当然，这三个比喻与末期 也是紧密相连的。
And these three parables is having related to the end of age.
这三个比喻都告诉基督徒一个很重要的观念，就是我们生活在末期，我们要谨慎在世上生活，免得与救恩无份，落在上帝的审判中。
And these three parables is telling us we are living in the time of the end of the ages. We should be watchful and be godly, be careful. Otherwise, we will not have salvation.
从二十五章三十一节到四十六节，告诉门徒，上帝审判是这一件事，是与每一个人的生命相关联的事情。
And in chapter 25, verse 31 to 46, Jesus is telling the disciples that God's judgment is very closely related to your life, to everyone's life.
就是说，我们在世上生活的时候，我们有什么样的生命？我们如果是亚当的生命，亚当犯罪那个生命，那么审判就是我们进地狱。如果我们有基督在我们里面的新生命，那么审判的时候我们就得奖赏。
And it's telling us God's judgment is according to what life we have. If we have a life in Adam, then God's judgment will will punish us to hell, then we'll go to hell. But if we have Jesus in us, we live a Christ-like life.
这些内容在以后讲到中我会继续和大家分享。我们
I will continue to preach on this in the following sermons.
今天我们先来分享二十四章的第三节到第十四节。
Now let's first share today's verse, the verse 3 to verse 14.
今天这十二节经文中第三节是问题的提出。
In today's 12 verses, the verse 3 is the question.
什么时候有这样这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Tell us, when will these things be, and what will the sign of your coming?
主耶稣的回答分两部分。
Jesus' answer has two parts.
第一部分从四节到第六节。耶稣讲了末期没到时候的情状况。
First in verse 4 to verse 6, this is telling us before the end of age. It means the end of age is not yet.
第二部分从第七节到十四节，耶稣讲了末世来到时候会有的状况。
The second part is verse 7 to verse 14. This is telling us.What will happen? What will be at the end of the age?
在下一次讲到，我会讲十五节到三十一节。
In my next sermon, I will preach on verse 15 to verse 31.
那是指在末期时间里面的会遇到的状况。
That will talk about in the end of age, in that specific time, what will happen?
当我们比较末期没到与末期来到这两部分内容的时候
When we compare, you know, the end is not yet this time to the end of age is near, is almost here, then we will first compare this.
我们就看到在末世这段时间里世界是越来越败坏的。
And we can see, the world is more and more evil and corrupt as the end of age is coming.
社会环境道德水准是越来越坏。
The society, the moral is getting worse and worse.
在末期没到的时候，耶稣说：“你们也要听到、听见打仗和打仗的风声。”
Before the end of age.The end of it is not yet, but we will hear the rumor of war and the war.
在末期来到的时候，耶稣说民要攻打民，国要攻打国。第九节的时候说，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
But when the end of end is near, is very close, then we will see, for nations will rise against nation and the kingdom against the kingdom. Then in verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
有关福音信仰方面也是越来越堕落。
And people fall and corrupt more and more as in faith.
在末期没到的时候，耶稣说将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并要迷惑许多人。
And then also when the end near in verse 11, many false prophets will rise and lead many astray.
而在末期来到的时候，第十节到第十二节说，那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，并有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，又因不发的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
And also in verse 10, then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And in verse 11, in verse 12, and many because long lessons will be increased, the love of many will grow cold.
当我们比较这两段经文的时候，我们就看到末期没到的时候，虽然有人在那里假冒基督也迷惑人。
Now let's compare these two verses. For many will come in Jesus' name, said I'm Christ, and they will lead many astray in the time period before the end of AD.
而末期来到的时候，要兴起的是许多假先知。
But in the time near the end of the ages, thus in verse 11, many false prophets will arise and lead many astray.
有些人会以为，哎呀，还是末期没到厉害，末期没到有人假冒基督啊，末期来到的时候才兴起假先知啊。
And some people say, which one is the worst? In the time before the end of ages, actually somebody say, I'm Christ, a fake Christ arise. But in the time period very close to the end of ages, then there is many false prophets. So false prophets is not as bad as false Christ.
但是我们要那个亲身体验，你想一想你处在的境况。
But let's put yourself in the mind of yourself, in your experience.
如果有一个人假冒基督来到你的跟前，你会信吗？
If somebody says, I'm a Christ, will you believe?
多数的人都不会信。
Many people, most people will not.
如果有个假先知来到你面前，在你面前说很属灵的话，说老实话，只要我们真理稍微迷糊一点、糊涂一点，就会上当受骗。因为假先知他讲的是似是而非的那个信息。
And false prophets will give us a message who looks true, but it's not true.
而且假先知他会隐藏自己、隐秘自己的那种坏的东西，给你看的东西似乎很对。
And false prophets will have their own agenda on their bad side. So on the surface, they seem to be right.
所以假先知危险性更大。
So, false prophets is more dangerous.
假先知的信息最后拆毁的是基督教信仰的根基。
False prophet will destroy the foundation of Jesus. Jesus, of our faith in Jesus Christ.
当我们的根基被拆毁以后，你才会跟着加基督走。
And only if our foundation in faith in Jesus Christ is damaged, destroyed, then we can follow the false Christ.
如果我们信仰的根基没有被拆毁，我们有圣经，我们认识圣经，假基督来了，我们很快就能设立出来。
If our foundation in Jesus Christ is strong and is not hurt at all, then false Christ comes, nobody will believe.
所以说，主耶稣在末期没到的时候，虽然说有人冒假、冒名说他是基督，虽然说也能迷惑许多人，但是这种迷惑只是表面的，而在末期来到的时候的迷惑使许多人跌倒，而且使许多人彼此陷害、彼此恨恶，就是说那种迷惑已经把我们的生命完全改变。
That's why Jesus is telling us, you know, false Christ comes, they might lead some people astray, but it's sufficient, it's not damaging enough. But at the time near the end of age, then false prophet arise, they preach and they do prophecy, they will damage our faith. That's very dangerous for us.
到那时候，在基督教里面讲的都是头头是道，但是不发的事情却增多。本来有爱心的基督徒看到这种情况，爱心也冷淡。
And at that time, when a lot of Christians have a heart of love, but then their love will grow cold.
也就是说，到末期要来到的时候，那个时候基督教基本上已经不存在。
Let's say that way. In the time near the end of ages, I can say Christianity no longer exists.
当基督教会不存在的时候，我曾经说过，我们不要以为这个世界是为所有的人创造的，上帝不是，这个世界上帝是为他儿女创造的。当社会上到世界里没有基督教的时候，上帝的审判就来到。
And let's say this in the near the end of age, and the Christianity is almost no longer exists. We know God created this world, but the God created this world is not for everyone. God created this world is for His children. So at that time, God will pass His judgment on other people.
我们看到社会的败坏，我们人类信仰的堕落，我也会带来上帝对人类的刑罚。
那 let's put it this way: the society, the corruption of the society, the fall of people's faith will lead to punishment by God towards us.
在末期要来到的时候，上帝会撤去对人类的部分护理。
And at time near the end of age, God will withhold His providence.
所以主耶稣说，在末期要来到的时候，多处必有饥荒、地震。
That's why God said, at that time there will be famine, there will be earthquake.
但是我们不要为这惊讶，因为耶稣说这只是灾难的起头。
Let's not be surprised. Jesus is telling us, this is only the beginning of the suffering.
而末世的末期时候，我们看到十五节之后，下一次讲到我会讲到饥荒和地震都算不了什么的。
Next time I will preach on verse 14 and forward.At that time, you think about what worse can happen. famine and the respite is nothing compared to what's to follow.
饥荒和地震只是主耶稣所末期要来到的兆头。
Let's say that famine and the respite is only the sign of Jesus coming, the end of age.
所以说主耶稣在末世的预言中告诉我们这个世界将越来越坏。
Jesus telling us in his prophecy regarding the end of the ages and this world will become more and more corrupt.
主耶稣发出这个预言到现在已经2000多年过去了。
Jesus has his prophecy on the end of the agesAnd that's 2000 years ago.
我们看到的主耶稣的预言逐步的被应验。
And we can see, step by step, Jesus' prophecy is fulfilled.
特别是在信仰方面。
Now let's specifically talk about the faith.
我们知道，在初代教会前500年，虽然产生了许多异端，虽然产生了不少异端。
And we know, you know, in the beginning, in the early church, we have a lot of heresies, in the early church.
但是我们看到这些异端都被大公教会的会议批判，被大公教会会议定为异端。
And we know in the early councils of the early church, these heretics were criticized, and what their what they believed.
这时候整个教会是向上的正气的，真理是能够被彰显出来的。当教会进入到500年以后，那时候西方教会成为基督教的主流。
Now we know the Western Church becomes the mainstream of the Christian Church.
他们把持着基督教信仰的主权。
Now they have authority in the Christian faith.
由于他们大权在手，所以说慢慢慢慢的，他们越来越偏离圣经的启示的真理。
Then they slowly, gradually, they shift away from.The truth of the scripture.
到1054年的时候，东西教会分开以后，
1050 AD, the Eastern Church and Western Church split.
西方教会成为天主教，我们看天主教后面所走的路越来越偏。
And then the Western Church becomes the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church gradually shifted more and away from the truth.
他们制造出不少不合乎圣经的教义。
And they create a lot of doctrines which is not.Following the Bible.
举起了玛利亚和使徒这样的偶像。
And they created idols such as the Maria and the apostles.
高举教皇的权柄。
And they also exalt the authority of the Pope.
有人称这是教会1000年的黑暗期。
And of course, I would like to say.This is dark ages of the church, about 1000 years ago.
我们看天主教的特点是在圣经之外增添人的东西。
Now we can see, one note about Catholic is they add human things into the scripture.
这些东西的危害就是它削弱了圣经的权威。
And what they seeCan do what they damage is they damage the authority of the Bible.
到1517年开始宗教改革。
Then in 1517 we have the Reformation.
宗教改革者提出五个唯独。
And the reform slogans have five solas by something alone.
虽然五个唯独不能够代表宗教改革者的全部的神学思想。
Although this five by something alone cannot represent the whole reformed theology, reformed son.
但这五个唯独都是针对天主教在教义上的错误。
But these five solas or five by something alone is point towards the mistakes committed by the Catholic Church.
其中就有唯独圣经。
The first one is by Scripture alone.
高举圣经在基督教信仰中的绝对权威。
And this is Scripture has the final absolute authority in Christian faith.
还有唯独基督排除了依靠玛利亚及使徒、圣徒、圣与功德得救的错误教义。
And the second one is by Christ alone. By Christ alone, then no longer count Maria or the apostles.Or other things, whatever the virtues they had, might help us in our salvation.
天主教认为那些圣徒，他得救富富有余，还有圣与功德。所以说呢，一般的你得救没把握的，你到那里去买圣徒的得救圣与功德，你可以得救。
The Catholic Church has committed this mistake, and they're saying.There is things, a lot of things. They did a lot of good things. So they are saved, and then they have some virtues left. Then you can go buy, you know, with money, buy their virtues, so you can be sure you'll be saved.
但圣经启示不是这样，没有一个人能够配得救的，哪有人会有剩余功德？
But you know, Scripture is not.Scripture tells no one can be saved by your behavior, by your virtue alone. So there's no such thing. Some people have left the virtue for this while.
还有就是唯独因信称义，唯独恩典，完全否认任何人在救恩上有任何的功德可言。
And then the three more by something alone. One is by faith, by justification alone. And then next one is by grace alone. And this is to deny what Catholic said, you know, in a lot of grace or salvation, people can have this deny that doctrine.
还有一个唯独，唯独上帝的荣耀。
So the last by something alone is for the glory of God alone.
这是我们信仰的根本。
This is the basis foundation for our faith.
基督教信仰不是说我进天堂才这是根本。
The basis for Christianity is.Now, you know, for some things, okay, I believe in Jesus, I can go to heaven. That's not the basis of Christians.
那不是根，根是上帝的荣耀。我们进天堂，这是上帝得荣耀后的副产品。我们进天堂。
That's not the foundation. The foundation is for the glory of God. The byproduct is we can go to heaven. Only when God has his glory, then.We can go to heaven.
我们看圣经，主耶稣降生的时候，天使唱着赞美歌，说：“在至高之处，荣耀归于上帝；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。”这就是我们的信仰。
Now let's read the scripture. You know, everybody probably remember when Jesus was born, and angels sing in heaven, and what they sing? They sing, "Glory to God in the highest." and unearths peace among those with whom he is pleased.
From 初代教会到马丁路德1517年贴出95条宗教改革开始，经历了1500年时间。
There are 1,500 years between the early church till Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses on the church door, and that's the beginning of the Reformation.
虽然到1517年的时候，基督教已经与初代教会的时期的真理偏了很多。
And we know that the church is held far away from the truth, unlike the early churches.
但是毕竟经过了1500年。
And we know, you know, that's 15 years in the end.
如果宗教改革从马丁路德1517年提出95条为开始。
Now let's say the Reformation started with Martin Luther in 1517.
而到了1610年，还不到100年的时间。
And then, not even 100 years later, not 100 years later, and in 1610,
就在基督教里出现了阿米念五点抗辩。
And there are the five articles of remonstrance made by the Arminians.
阿米念的五点抗辩，从某种程度上就是要回到基督教里错误的教义里面去，回到天主教错误教义里面。
And a part of these five articles of remonstrance is effectively actually went back to the mistake committed by the Catholic Church.
虽然1618年的多特会议。定阿米念主义为异端。
And of course we know, in 1618, the Synod of Dort had already decided the Arminians are heresy.
然而，这种以人本的思想，这种人本的思想仍旧在基督教中存在。
But the side of this humanistic side, the human oriented side in church still exists.
现在在基督教里就有人，不是说一般的人，大牧师要为阿米念平反。
Now we know, in church, every person, there are some, you know, famous pastors, they want to say, you know, Arminians are not wrong.
到了十九世纪初，出现了斯莱马克看重人的宗教经验的自由神学。
And of course, in the early of the 19th century, we know this guy, Frederick Schleiermacher. He's the beginning of the liberal theology.
而到二十世纪初，产生了巴特以人的感受为主导的新正统神学思想。
And in the early of the 20th century, we know Karl Barth also has a new Orthodox theology, which also put a human in the center.
巴特的观点就是说，你读圣经你看到圣经这句话，上帝对你说话了这个圣经就是上帝的话。如果圣经这句话没有对你说话，那不是上帝的话。
And effectively, what Karl Barth is saying, when you read the Bible, and if you feel this verse is saying to you, that God is saying to you, then you say, okay, this verse is from God. But if you don't feel that way, then this verse is not from God.
因为巴特没有被定成异端什么，虽然没有人给申要求给他平反。
Because Barth never said.He is heresy, and now, of course, nobody will say, okay, he's not wrong.
但是巴特的思想偷偷的仍然进入到基督教里。
But the thought of Barth still influencing a lot of Christian nowadays and modern day of Christianity.
这所有的五百年，这各种各样的异端，完全影响着中，完全影响，而且篡离开宗教改革者所提出的正确的教义。
And so 500 years after the Reformation, there's a lot of sects, a lot of new sects. It will make us try to live the truth demonstrated in the Reformation.
宗教改革后的五百年，改教家的思想、正确的、正统的教义，一直受到以人为本的各种神学的冲击。
And 500 years after the Reformation, the truth, the correct side of the Reformed slogans are under attack by a lot of different theologies. Most of them are based on human origin.
我们就从信仰败坏的速度就看，就能知道现在基督教堕落的程度到什么程度。
Now we can see, you know, the corruption of faith and what the fall of the church has been.
初代教会的正确教义到1500年才被天主教进行了扭曲。增添了一些很增添了许多错误的教义。
The early church is the truth of the early church, the true teaching, the right teachings of the early church. After 1500 years was twisted or attacked by the Catholic Church, but nothing is wrong of 1500 years.
而宗教改革以后这五百年。现在宗教改革家的思想、正确的神学已经被他们弄得面目全非了。
But only after 500 years, the Reformed theologians, their correct school of thought, their teachings is already totally changed by this new theologians.
所以人类的信仰堕落的到什么程度？产生的重要原因是，虽然天主教他们偏离圣经真理，但是我可以这么说，在天主教这些人心里，在这天主教这些带领者心里，至少他们心中还有一个上帝。
But, you know, we know.Catholic Church has been strayed away from the truth, from the biblical teachings. But I can say, you know, among the Catholics, in their heart, they still need a God.
所以他们只敢在上帝东西的外面添人的东西。
That's why they can only add something besides what God established.
而今天的基督教。
But today's Christianity.
上帝已经被那些不敬虔的人拉到了与人同一个水平上。
And they already put God on the human level by the ungodly people.
上帝的话，上帝的诫命对那些狂妄的人没有任何的约束力。
God's word, God's law is nothing to control those people who are proud.
新旧约圣经都明明的提到上帝恨恶同性恋。
We know in the New and the Old Testament, God has a wrath towards the homosexual.
而今天的同性恋变成时髦，可以同性恋一起去游行示威啊！我是同性恋，时髦。
And but today, you know, it becomes fashionable, and people can go, you know, demonstrate together with the homosexuals.
同性恋时髦，耶稣在末期来到的时候所论述的状况，人要把你们陷在患难里，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶，这样的事不久就会在基督徒身上发生。
This is exactly like what Jesus described at the end of age, what Jesus described. People will put you up to tribulation, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
当人渴慕喜悦行上帝所恨恶的事之后，他们就会恨恶持守圣经真理的基督徒。
When people they love to do the things God has blessed, God hates them, those things, and then now they will hate those people who believe in God's word and follow God.
今天社会堕落到如此地步。
The corruption of the society today is very severe.
其实我们不要惊讶，更并不奇怪。
We are not surprised, and don't act as you don't know.
因为在二三百年之前，教会已经堕落了。
Because church already fell 200 or 300 years ago.
社会堕落是因为教会堕落。
The fall of the society is because of the fall of the church.
不少成为教会的教会，他们随从世界的潮流，根本无法成为世界的盐和光。
And many of the so-called churches, they follow what, you know, the stream of sound of the world, and they can no longer be the sound and the light of today.
教会堕落了，社会怎么可能不堕落？
When the church falls, how can you expect the society not fall?
当将来不久的将来，可能就在最近。
Let's say in the future, maybe one year future.
现在有些教会称为教会的那些教会，已经没有一个在教会里的人已经没有一个共同的信仰。
You know, nowadays in some churches, so-called church, people don't. In that church, people don't have the same faith.
那样的教会里面的人就是耶稣所说的，彼此陷害。彼此恨恶。
And in those churches, we know they are the one, like, Jesus said, we are hating each other, we are, we will betray one another.
必有许多人因着看到这种现象而跌倒。
And many will fall because they saw that.
教会产生问题，对成熟的基督徒来说是一个试炼，是一个成长，对刚刚信主的基督徒来说的确会引起他们的跌倒。
What happened in church, bad things happened in church. For mature Christian, of course we know it's God's trial for us will grow, but for many not mature Christians, then they might fall.
当然使那些初心者跌倒的人又惑了。
Of course, welcome to those people who cause other people fall.
上帝的审判会更重。
God's judgment will fall.
当然，教会的堕落是因为传道人的堕落。
Also, I have to say, the fall of church is because the fall of.The ministers.
当传道人只想到自己的肚腹，当传道人只想到怎样在这个世界上自己怎么享受。
When a minister only thinks about their need, their food, or how they're going to enjoy this world.
做传道人只是成为自己他谋利的一个工具。
And,A ministry work is only a tool for them to get to advance their own interests.
这样的传道人，当然上帝全备的真理对他来说无所谓。
Of course, they don't care about the fullness of God's truth.
他只在圣经中挑选那些人喜欢听的话来讲。
And they only choose those verses people like to hear, then they preach on that.
传讲那些人喜欢听的，满足人的需要，然后得到人的称赞。
And they send the preaching on the people who want to hear, so people will praise them.
根本不管上帝国度里的事。
They don't care about kingdom of God.
主耶稣在十一、十二两节所说的已经应验了在当今的基督教里，却有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不发的事增多，许多人的爱心渐渐的冷淡。
And we can see what Jesus prophecy in verse 11, verse 12 already happened in the church. And many false prophets will rise and lead them astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold.
当一个传道人站在讲台上在讲上帝的话，
When a minister standing in the pulpit and preaching God's word,
走下讲台就看谁家房子大，谁开车好。
But once they walk away from the pulpit, then they're talking about whose house is bigger, who has better cars.
上帝的话被他的口亵渎了。
And then that's not God's word.
这样的传道人所建立的教会不会成为世界的盐和世界的光。
The church founded by this type of pastor's minister can no longer be the salt and the light.
主耶稣在预言里告诉我们，人类所生活的这个世界越来越败坏。
Jesus telling us in this prophecy, the corruption of this society of your life is getting worse and worse.
而现实正在验证着主耶稣的预言，人越来越远离上帝启示的真理。
And we can see this year happening, this year fulfilling Jesus' prophecy in today's church, in today's society. People are living away, going away further and further from God's truth.
人完全以自己罪恶的本性活在这个世界中，在最终享乐。
We live according to our sinful nature, and we live in our sin.
所以，作为上帝儿女的基督徒，我们不要被世人和假先知有关世界将越来越好的宣传所迷惑。
And the children of God, let's not confuse by those people preaching the world is getting better and better.
许多人都在宣传世界会越来越好，我们现在比过去好，将来比现在还要好。
And a lot of people, of course, are telling us the world is getting better and better. Today is better than yesterday. The future will be better than today.
有不少牧师传道人也在那边跟着喊，世界一定是越来越好。
A lot of pastors and ministers, of course, preaching the same thing.
他们这样宣传的目的就是要基督徒放下自己的信仰。
Why they are saying this? They are saying that they want us to give up our faith.
与他们同流合污，做地狱之子。
So we can be like them, like the son of the hell.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们要清楚地认识到，在这个弯曲病幼的世界，做一个真正的基督徒会经受更大的试炼。
As a Christian, we have clearly have an understanding in this evil world, in this evil society. If we want to be a true Christian, we will have great trials and tribulations.
我们做基督徒的要有这个思想准备，将来有更大的试炼会临到我们。
We have to be prepared.In the future, there will be greater tribulation and greater trials.
基督徒能不能在这个更大的试炼中站立住，这是真假基督徒的试金石。
This is a test for a Christian, a true or false Christian, whether we can stand in face of the greater tribulation.
如果你是一个真基督徒，你一定能在试炼中站立得住。因为上帝能保守你，站立得住。
If you are true Christian, you can stand in this great tribulation because God will help you to stand.
然而你站立得住，你要承受忍耐的功课。
Of course, for you to stand, then you need to learn patience and patience in suffering.
因为上帝不会拿走对基督徒的试炼。
Because God will take away, God will not take away the tribulation to Christians or the trials to Christians.
所以每个人忍耐的功课都要自己承担，没有人可以帮你承受。
We have to be patient. We have to bear our own suffering, because nobody else will bear for us.
所以主耶稣在第十三节说：“唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。”
That's why Jesus said, "Only those."
唯有真基督徒在这个大试炼中能够忍耐到底。
Because only the true Christians can endure to the end in this great tribulation.
今天的经文是主耶稣对生活在末世末期的基督徒的告诫。
Today's scripture is the warning of Jesus Christ to the Christians who live in the end of age.
当我们听明白耶稣告诫的基督徒，必然能够忍耐到底而得救。
And if we listen to what Jesus warning, and then we can endure to the end.
能够听到主耶稣这样的告诫并听明白的人，是上帝的恩典，上帝的保守就在其中。
It's a grace.It's God's providence. So for us who can understand God's warning and follow,
我们不要设想上帝的保守把试炼拿走。
But let's not say God's providence is not going to take away our suffering.
我们要知道，耶稣的告诫就是当你明白的时候。上帝的保守就在他话语里保守你，你做好思想准备。
We can understand when Jesus warns us, we need to be prepared. When we are prepared, God's presence is with us.
当试炼来到的时候，我们能够为主、为上帝夸胜。
And when the great tribulation comes, and we will shout for Lord Jesus.
好，我们记得祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你把我们放在末世的末期，让我们能够看到这个世界的末了。求你坚固我们的心智，坚固我们的信心，让我们持守我们所信的，能够在地上为你打那美好的仗，为你做那美好的见证，荣耀你的名。谢谢主，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。